And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born in the summertime. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wits. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you in our listening audience tonight. If so be that you'll be tuned in tonight on the 21st of the month of August on the Mighty Voice around the world, the Cadillac, the Jewel of the South, WWCR. We're live tonight, and we welcome you aboard. Call a friend, tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on air. Now, friends, tonight, you don't want to miss what we've got coming up for you. Now, it takes courage, it takes faith, and it takes determination to rise above the tradition of the world and the things that seem right, because the Bible said there is a seem right way. And folks, we're going to level with you tonight. This is where the rubber meets the road. We're going to get it on strong. And if you're a weak heart or you're a milk baby, then you might as well tune us out, because this is meat. We don't make any apologies for the gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." Now, why in the world would a divine creator hide the gospel to them that are lost? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old traditional saying that God loves everybody is false. I want to really show you something tonight and tell you and inform you of one of the reasons why that the whole world lies in deception, have believed the lie to be damned. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to make no apologies for my Creator. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 11. For this cause God shall send those that are lost a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie and be damned. Now, if the gospel's hid, it's hid to them that's lost. And if God Himself, the Almighty, Yahweh, Yeshua, in a flesh body, hid this from the lost. Now, why would He do that? Because they are not His servants. Revelations chapter 7 and verse 3. Now, you're not wanting to miss this tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because, like I said, we're going to make the devil mad. We're going to preach to the few and against the many. I'm going to repeat that. We're going to preach to the few, there be that find it, and against the many that have received the strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned, and have the gospel right under their nose, hid from them. They have no understanding. They took the Bible, especially the English Bible, with the name Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to prove tonight that the name Jesus was not born or hatched out of the 23rd chapter of the scribes, which it says in 1 Chronicles 2:55. Well, it says actually in Jeremiah 8:8, I should say, before I give you 1 Chronicles 2:55, so that you could have a gestalt of understanding here, that we build the foundation of truth. Remember, it's not that which is popular with the world or with the religious institutions around the world as they sing praises to Jesus that was put in the English Bibles around 1525. You see, there was no J's. And James Strong, who actually authored the Strong's Concordance, he knew the difference. But he was selling Bibles. And he gave us a number, and we're going to tie this number and show you the deception. Because, you see, the marvelous thing about this, there's only one word in the Hebrew Bible that you can figure in the numerical value of its own word, or words in this case, that would produce 666. Or remember, the Bible talks about in the King James Bible of the Book of Revelations. Of course, we get the Greek and the English, and we lose the value of the Hebrew, because we know that the original New Testament was written in Hebrew, but it was changed to get us away, or to lose us, or to deceive us, and bring in the false name. Now, I've talked about that in the past, so you better buckle your spiritual seatbelts tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because the information that I have is factual. It's something you'll face on the Day of Judgment. And if you do not have the seal of the living God, which is the name, we're going to prove that. If you don't have the correct name sealed, people worry about taking the mark of the beast. Let me show you something here tonight that is going to, really, it's going to be an explosive device. It's going to be a more than a nuclear bomb going off in your heart. It's going to shake the very foundations. If you are a Jesus worshiper and you use the name, and we take issue with the preachers that still do, but we know why they do, for filthy lucre's sake, or to be popular among the people, because there's more in Jesus' name than there is in the correct Hebrew name of Yahweh or Yahweh-Shua, which means Yahweh is the Savior. That's one name, not two, as some even try to deceive the very elect, if possible. Jeremiah 8 and 8. Mark it down in your Bible. Read it later. I'm riding a fast. Well, I don't want to say that I'm riding a horse now, but I'm going to ride a horse. And the entitlement of our gospel is Mark and Must. Get that title down. Write it down on the head of your notes tonight, if you're keeping notes. Mark a must. You must have a mark to go to heaven. You must have a mark to go to hell. Now, choose this day which mark or which name. And after I get through tonight, we're going to have probably a three-part series beginning tonight on Mark a Must. So you don't want to miss this. And if you would like to order tonight, take my address down at the end of the program. You need to order my tract here that I have on the birth of the name of Jesus. You're going to be really enlightened through the information, all factual. And this is for those who are not lost. Jeremiah 8 and 8. How, now this is where we get into deception, and I'm going to start the trail of deception in part one. How do you say we are wise, and the law of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. Now, who's the scribes? Well, let's just find out who they are. The Bible tells you, but will you believe it? The Bible said you wouldn't believe the truth though a man rose from the dead, or if a man declared it unto you after the resurrection, which I am following the divine covenant laws of a Hebrew God named Yahweh, to bring to you the evidence tonight of 1 Chronicles 2:55 and the families of the scribes. Remember, the Bible said the scribes did this thing. Beware of the scribes. It is these scribes that have deceived, if you will, the whole earth. These scribes are the one that God used or permitted to send them a strong delusion and take the lies and their craftiness. The families of the scribes, and here it mentions these scribes, the Tirahites, the Shemanahites. No, I'd like to talk on that one tonight and show you in 38th chapter where they came from. And the Tithes. These are the Kenites. Or, if you want to run that word down, Strong's number 7013, these are the Kenites, or the Canaanites, the scribes. No wonder Yahweh-Shua in a flesh body said, beware of the scribes. Now, Yahweh himself has already given us the Bible, and he said, search the scriptures, wherein you think you have eternal life. And ladies and gentlemen, in the gospel concerning the evidence, and I would quote a scholar here to tell you exactly what he thinks about it, and this is a matter of public information, all you have to do is check with George Howard, who done extensive study on the name Yahweh in the New Testament, and here's what he says. The removal of the Tetragrammaton, that's the holy name of the Creator in Hebrew, from the New Testament and its replacement with the surrogate of Kuros, Theos, and Jesus. Oh, wait till I give you the Strong's number for Jesus in the New Testament Greek. Let me get it to you right now so you can write it down and search it out. And I want you to sound it for me. Turn to Strong's number 24, 24. Now, isn't that an amazing piece of information when you total up or total up the numerical value of 24 and 24, 426 and 426? You get the two sixes right here, and I'll put the third six on it right here to give you, in the Old Testament, where they used a certain word. Now, this is going to really amaze you. Where they took a word out of the Hebrew Bible to give us what is known for the New Testament Savior, Sus, with the H being in proper sequence as we take Hebrew from right to left, and it's pronounced Jesus. And that's a number for horse in the Hebrew. Jesus. Well, my heavens, it just happens to be the very number, the only number, that will add up in Hebrew 666. Jesus. Meaning the horse. And these ignorant people with no guts and no backbone and no discernment will cast that truth to the ground and believe the lying pen of the scribes, who were nothing but the Canaanites, who chose to get us, the family of Yah, to hide his name, to cause his name to be forgotten. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 through 28 will tell you that the scribes taught us to forget the Savior's name. Now, when the Savior, Yahushua in a flesh body, came into a flesh body and gathered his disciples at the age of 30, began his ministry in accordance to his covenant law, he had to reveal to them the Father's name, or the Savior's name, Yahushua, or Yahweh in the Old Testament, 5,823 times. He had to reveal that according to the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 6 and verse 26. He had to tell those little ignorant fishermen who were not learned, according to the book of Acts, chapter 4 and 5, as they beat these ignorant fishermen who had not learned letters, but had been given the true name of the Creator to speak in the Hebrew. Ladies and gentlemen, the church at Rome roamed out away from the truth into deception, and her cup is full of filthy abominations, and the harlots, the denominations, as they're called today, or the protesters, or the Protestants, a better word today, have took the same name that was introduced, Jesus in Spanish, still spoken that way, as Strong's number 5483, the horse, spelled from right to left as Jesus. Now, write for my information, and I will show you how that they have given the world a name that they live by, but they're dead. Ladies and gentlemen, Revelations 7 and 3, tied into 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. I told you we're going to put the meat on the table tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're tired, sick and tired, of these blaspheming Jesus preachers that preach for filthy lucre and for a crowd and will not join the minority, the few, not the many, that will tell you the truth about the correct name of the family in both heaven and earth. Revelation 7, hurt not the earth. Now, this is symbolic, the language here, but let me show you exactly what this revelation is giving us tonight. Hurt not the earth, neither the sea. Remember, the earth is what we have to dwell in temples. The sea, according to Revelation 17, water is the people, and the trees are those the sons of light and sons of darkness. You tell me that God loves the sons of darkness, who when he has reserved for them these natural brute beasts, these beasts of the field, they will crawl into the caves and burrow into the earth deep, as they're doing right now as I speak, to escape the wrath of the Almighty Creator, Yahweh, as he comes back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that are not sealed with the name of God in their foreheads. Because they're going to have a different name, Jesus. Oh, they think they're living. They're dancing. They got it going. It's rocking and rolling, baby. It's the name above every name, as far as the denominational world, the Catholic Church bred and birthed from the filthy cup of abominations, the name that would deceive the whole world. I know this is rough on you, because you wallow and you scratch and you itch and you panic, and you're not men and women enough to stand up for the truth and come out of her, my people. You shall receive a greater damnation because you've heard the prophet speak the word in truth. Hurt not the earth, neither the seam of the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. I wonder what the seal of the servants of God, I wonder what was placed in their forehead. Well, it's written in the Bible. Let me give it to you. Revelations in chapter 9 and verse 4 and Revelations 14 and 1. I'm going to read both of them. Listen to me as I read. Revelations 9 and 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass. This is when the wrath of Almighty God begins to sting in the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no greater stinger than the sword that is sharper than a two-edged sword that proceeds from the flaming fire of the mouth of a prophet of Almighty Yahweh. Don't hurt any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of Yahweh in their foreheads. Now let's see what that name was. 14 and 1, Revelation. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. This is the bride now that's taken out in the first resurrection. Don't get lost here. A lot of people go wobbling off. After they get a truth, they wobble off and get lost in the weeds and the briars. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a prophet to hear the word. How can you hear without a prophet? But these prophets are hated and despised and loathed and as counted as the scum of the earth. Well, what an honor. If they hated me for my name's sake, they will hate you for preaching it, Yahweh said in Matthew 10, verse 20. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having the Father's name. That's not Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. That was not the name of the Father. 5,823 times, his name was Yahweh. Now let's say it with a Cherokee. Brother Billy, you're going to shout your shoe heels off on this one. Let's get it the old Cherokee Irish sound. Yeah. Oh. Why do you think that when you breathe in, get your stethoscope, hook it on your ears, and lay it on your heart? Did you know that there's four main vowels in the heart? And there's four main words in the Tetragrammaton? Wake up, Israel! For lo, there is a prophet in the midst that will speak for a short season. And then he will depart from the scene. If the Father chooses, he will replace the voice of that prophet with a greater voice, a more fiery voice. So you can take it from me, it don't get any easier, because the increase of the fire of the prophets that are coming, and they're coming to set the world on fire, as far as I know, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is the only one with guts and intestinal fortitude and spiritual character that has the name of Yahweh in the forehead. That means to place it in the memory banks, to study it, to make sure you know about it, to search the scripture, to swear by his name. And the Shepherd's Call Ministry with Pastor Buddy and Dr. Gary and the many that support our ministry, which is a few, but with us, one is a majority. You see, we're going to win. And we're going to bring down everything that exalts itself above or ahead or in denial. The strongholds of their fortitudes are going to come down by the truth of the gospel as they proclaim the false name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, it's been modernized for you to accept it. It's been camouflaged. It's been sugared and deserted up till now it has become the number one name sung from the mouths, or worshiped from the foreheads, or supported by the hands. Ladies and gentlemen, the mark is the knowledge. You've either got the true name or the false name, and if you're supporting Jesus, born in 1525, ladies and gentlemen. There's no J in the Hebrew, Greek, or Latin. Isn't it amazing that they wouldn't put the superscription over the forehead of the Messiah? Have you ever noticed in the Latin and the Greek and the Hebrew that it becomes in the movies and in the pictures a name that is very obscure? Have you ever wondered why that the only thing you can read upon this hobblegop is Rex, which is king in Latin? And they thought that would satisfy the hungry sheep that want to know the whole truth and the true name of a father and have it put in their foreheads. And I saw the name of the Father written in their foreheads. You better get the mark. Mark a must. I'll repeat that. You better get the mark, for mark is a must. That's the title of our message tonight. Now, Revelations 22:4. Why don't you just turn over in your trusty King James that you believe so much in and see exactly what Pastor Buddy is talking about. 22:4 and Revelations 3:8. I'm going to read 3:8 first. And then I'm going to give you 22:4. So those two scriptures is a must. It's a mark, a must. You got to have a mark, ladies and gentlemen. And you will give an account for every idle word that you speak, either for or against the divine covenant. Now, if you hold the name of Jesus, the horse, and you know what the book of Psalms says about the horse? It says that if you trust in a horse, or a chariot. This is the war god, the four horsemen, if you will, of a false chariot that's been poured through the minds of the forehead of the people, and the people have gladly accepted this name just because it was put into the New Testament in place of, or instead of. You say, well, Pastor, but the Bible don't tell you that. Wake up, Israel. Read the Bible. Remember, it says they rejected the true name in the false application of the scribes as they put in a name to substitute for the correct name. They rejected the name and set it aside and accepted a name of the horse. Jesus. Horse. 666. I'll get into the 666 part in part two. You don't want to miss the revelation of the Hebrew word, which is actually Strong's number 5483. And it is pronounced in the English S-Y-E-N-E, or spelled S-Y-E-N-E. But when you drop the vowels and place it into the right to left Hebrew, it says Jesus. Now let's turn to Strong's number 2424 and pronounce it with me. I told you to go there. Are you there? Oh no, but Pastor Buddy, I can't follow. I can't find them words that you say is in the Strong's Concordance. Well, wake up! Get your head out of the rear end, where you parked your brain in the foyer and had it filled with these conditioned names that are not in the original scripture. Don't you know, according to Acts 26:14, the Father said his name in Hebrew, not English, Latin, or Greek. It wasn't Jesus. Jesus. Now, Jesus. When you're calling Jesus, you're supporting or calling on the false god of Zeus, as they have cosmetically dressed this name for you to receive the mark of a false name. Oh, you say, but it's so lovely. I've had so many miracles worked in it. Marvel not if they work miracles in a false name, for the Bible says they shall produce miracles and signs and wonders, and if so be that it would deceive the very elect, if possible. Pardon my intensity here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm stirred. You ought to hear me preach in person in the festivals where I really look them in the eye. Job 10:14. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I sin, thou markest me. Mark a mess. Ladies and gentlemen, you're either right or wrong, in or out, hot or cold, up or down. There's no way around the truth. It's too high. You can't go over it. It's too low. You can't get under it. Too wide, you can't get around it. You got to go in the door, and the door demands a name of entrance. Your bank accounts is all in your name. You say, oh, God's got many names. That is one of the biggest lies of ever. I would like to debate anybody in the 66 books of the Revised Version of the King James. Remember, they took 12 out. They were some things in there they didn't want you to see. They were some things in there about the worship of Zeus that they didn't want you to know about. Here it takes a prophet with guts and a backbone like a saw log. I'm not preaching for your money. You go to hell with your money. You keep it. You hoard it up. You save it for the last days when you'll cast it into the streets and try to buy your way into heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, your silver and gold, as James prophesied, will perish with you. The only thing that's above gold is the name. You want the golden crown, you got to get the name. And you can't get a Jesus or a horse name that was hatched up by a bunch of scribes, intelligent ones, I may add. Job said in 16:12, I was at ease. But woe to them that are ease in Zion. You better wake up, Israel. You better begin to support a prophet that will tell you the truth. I'll cut you and skin you so many ways you think you've been entanglement with a wildcat. The Bible said, woe to the shepherds or the preachers or the prophets that fail to bring blood. I'm going to cut you till you bleed all that traditional nonsense out of your head and that name that you think you're saved in. And marked you with the true everlasting covenant name that was rejected. Here's Pastor Buddy preaching the rejected name. You want it? It's your choice. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just married my wife and she don't hardly agree with it. You henpecked, rubbernecked. I could call you a lot more things, but it probably wouldn't be lawful. So I'll just stop it there. That's enough said for you. The skirt tail chasers that would let a 90-pound woman like Samson break your neck. As Job said, he also has taken me by my neck and shaken me to pieces and set me up for his mark. Job 16:4. You're going to be broken. You're going to be broken before you can get in this name. You've got to deny mama, daddy, mother, brother, sister, friend, aunt, uncle, preacher. You say, Pastor Buddy, I've listened to Billy for years and years, and Arnold and all those preachers out there, glory to God, that's preaching Jesus, and I just can't see how they're so wrong. They seem so holy. Yeah. Marvel not. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Satan and his ministers have changed or transformed themselves into ministers of light, and would deceive the very elect. Job 18:2, listen to me. How long will it be an error that you make an end of words? Mark! And afterwards, speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking in the name of Yahweh, the only name, the greatest name, the most marvelous, magnificent, glorious, powerful, astonishing name that was taken out by the builders. You know how I chase after it like a deer doth the watering brook and has a chase through the actually thirsty for the truth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Job 22:15. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden? Did you know the Bible says there is a way that seems right? This is the marked way of the wicked. And it goes back to olden times where they had the great God Zeus in the heavens ready to take on a new name, Jesus. Strong's number 24:24, Jesus! Won't you be pretty in the day that you stand before the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh, who has got a flesh body with wounds by the Canaanites who killed him? He said, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him that we might have his possessions. Let us deceive his sheep and keep them for the prey of the wolves, which they are. They're wicked, rotten, low down, and every other thing that I could throw into the mix. But listen to Psalms 37:37. That ought to be awful easy for you to remember, ladies and gentlemen. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Mark a must. You got to have a mark of the Father's name in your forehead if you're going to go to heaven and get in. You see, everything in heaven and earth is in the marked name of Yahweh. My heavens, why am I so intense tonight? Man, I'm disturbed to hear these false, money-grubbing, filthy lucre preachers of deception. That when they hear a prophet like Pastor Buddy, they cut it off real quick because I burn their ears up. Because you know they ain't going to challenge me publicly. Challenge Pastor Buddy in an open debate about what the name of the Creator is? It's a joke. They're not going to come out of their little cocoons, their little harbors of safety, as they ride the horse, Jesus, through the world to get filthy rich. They can ride the Lear jets to hell and back, but it won't change the word. Psalms 130, verse 3, if thou, Yahweh, shouldest mark iniquities, Yahweh, who will stand? Only those that have the name ingrained or embedded or marked, a must, in their forehead. Doesn't read you that you must have the mark of the Holy One in your forehead. Now listen to this as we read. I told you that I was going to read a scripture that would give you some information about the mysteries of heaven. Let me show you something here. Revelations 22:4. My time is all flowing. I haven't even got to page 1 of the first paragraph. This is just an introduction opening. So, excuse my intensity. I want to preach to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Revelations 22:4. Do you have enough intestinal fortitude and spiritual character to turn over and take a look at it? And then you're going to tell me that it's going to be Jesus, the horse in your forehead? When you have to stand up to a Hebrew mighty one who's got nail prints in his hand, who came, according to John 5:43, in the Father's name. Now, tell me what the Father's name is. Pastor Buddy.
Well, it's Lord. Lord, the God of read here in the Bible, Pastor Buddy, it's Lord. Now, where did you get that Yahweh stuff at?
I said, have you ever read the Hebrew Bible?
Well, no, I can't read Hebrew.
Well, I said, well, good. For those of you who are concerned enough to buy you a Hebrew Bible, they have it translated into English, right under the word for word, and every word key to the Strong's. Oh, you didn't know that? Well, that's the reason you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And because you reject knowledge when the preacher comes to the cause, I raise my voice. And I hurl all of these revelated truths at you that is meat, and you are a babe a licking around on a bottle sucking the breast of tradition until you're anemic and you cannot have spiritual legs. I remember the first ship I ever got on. I didn't have my sea legs. Well, I didn't have my stomach after I lost my sea legs. Because everything inside me was chucked up chucking. Mark a must, you gotta have it, lady. You better get your spiritual legs, and you better get you some spiritual eyes, and you better believe the prophet, because how can you hear without a preacher? And what a preacher like me trying to preach for money? You think I'm preaching for money? Get real. Dr. Gary and myself and others that support me know and know me personally know that I'm just a poor man. But I'm fiercely independent. Nobody can buy me. I've had millionaires trying to buy me out and change my message. Well, I told them where to go and take their money and shove it. Well, the sun don't shine. You know why? Because your money will perish with you. And then when you see his face, well, let's see if the wicked is going to stand before Yah. Revelation 22. And they shall see his face. That ain't the wicked. and his name shall be in their foreheads. Enter in, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from you for the foundation of the world. For you were faithful in a few things, and you haven't denied my name. Oh, my. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And you're worried about a mark. You better get one. It's a must. How stupid and blind have you lingered around by parking your brain in the foyer of these dead bell boxes? Where these preachers are preaching Jesus the horse and branding that in your forehead, and you are taking your hands and your tithes and offering to support their lie. Although they certainly can't prove that name. He was only born in 1525. He ain't old enough to save it. You're going to have to get a name that was from the very beginning. From the foundation! And those that will receive it and support it. A brother in Kansas told me, he said, Pastor Buddy, he said, I paid tithes all over to a lot of preachers. And I never did start having trouble until I started sending the tithes to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll suffer for the truth's sake. But if you will stand up and stand out and stand in the gap and lift up that name and make sure that it's embedded enough in your forehead that nothing can take it out. They can't beat it out. They can't blow it out. Say, well, I'm worried about atomic bombs. I'm not. The guy's game. Let them drop all the atomic bombs they want to. It's against the scriptures anyway. Why should you worry about what level the fear that they promote through their works to make it known? You could be in danger tomorrow. The level of the terrorist level. It's been raised. We're now in the red code. They're fixing to drop a bomb. They're fixing to set up a bomb. What are we going to do? Well, we give our rights away. We surrender to the New World Order. We let them protect us when donkeys fly. Revelation 3 and 8. I got to close it out a bit late. I could preach for 3 hours and never take a drink of water. That's how inflamed I am with passion of the great name of the Almighty. I'm so thankful for it. I know thy works, Revelation 3 and 8. Don't think he don't know yours. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. It's like, first place you were, you're going to get killed. You're preaching against a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that hate you. Well, that's what the Bible says. You shall be hated for the name's sake. But you have a little strength. You've kept my word and have not denied my name. Mark is a must. Got to close it out. You can write me tonight. If you'd like to have this track that I have got here tonight, I will send it to you free. It won't cost you anything. But if you'd like to tuck in a love offering for the Shepherd's Call Ministry, either to me or Dr. Gary, Dr. Gary's number is toll free. He takes credit cards. If you've got a credit card, you'd like to put about $1,000 on, well, call us up. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. He'll take your credit card. And we'll apply every penny. Dr. Gary takes nothing out. And Pastor Buddy takes only enough out to provide food for his family's table. A workman's word of his hire. I'm going to preach the gospel that hard ups the devil and puts a kick in his back that he'd go under the door and stand through it. You see, I ain't got no choice. I'm a prophet called, and woe is me if I fail to declare the whole counsel. I know your works, behold, I've set before you an open door. No man can shut it. You see, it's not up to you to shut my door. You can't. You can rail and say, oh, I love the name of Jesus, and you're preaching against me. Well, why don't you honestly call me up and let's talk about it and see if we can read the name that you love and hold up in your forehead or in your hands. You might want to switch names and get the rejected name rather than the accepted. 1-877-289-7439. You can call Pastor Buddy tonight on the 21st of August. We're live. You can hear this on the replay. You can call me anytime. Leave a voice message and I'd be glad to keep it. If I can't return, I work here 7 days a week. Most of the time I'm here, unless I'm in a meeting or on the road, I'm involved. I'm very involved. This is my life. I have strength. I've kept his word, and I'm not denying his name. You want to join the few, not the many. You ain't going to be bothered. Going to be hated. You shall be hated for his namesake. Call Pastor Buddy tonight. Say, I would, Pastor Buddy, but I'm afraid the pastor would turn me out of church over at Glory to God. I'm so scared that, you know, they told us not to listen to nobody else but them. Mm-hmm. That's right. You park your brain up in the foyer, sit your dead end, rear end with your pocketbook open, and you pay and support a lie, but the truth, you cast it to the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, my number tonight, I'm live. Area code 423 for you meat eaters. 626-2172. If you'd like to have my mailing address for the track, that'll prove that the 66 number, and I'll do a three-part series, four maybe, if the Spirit moves. It'll be a three-part at least. Before I can condense this into three-part, this is a 10-hour message. I'll try to get 3 hours. So I'm going to ride a fast horse. On the back of the horse of the whore, which is Jesus, we'll ride him till he falls down, and we'll prove to you that that horse just will not answer the call. As it says in Psalms, to trust in the horse is vain. To trust in man is vain. You better check out. My address, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'm going to spell it for you. I've got a couple of minutes to share with you. People say, Pastor Buddy, you talk so fast and I can't catch you. I'm going to listen and listen and listen. Listen. Listen to this. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, NEWTAZEWELL. New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's 10. 37824. My cell phone number again. Call me. Not the line's busy. Or I have to put you on hold. Or if you will, I'll call you back. Just say, Pastor Buddy, when you get a few minutes, you say, I don't want to call at your inconvenience. I would like to call at your convenience. I will call you back. That's how much I love you. On my nickel. So if I'm talking to someone and you want to talk a while about this, I can't take 40 calls at once. I can only handle one call at a time and have one to hold him, and the rest goes to voicemail. So just, if you get the voicemail, leave your telephone number and tell me who you are. Step up to the plate, speak it out publicly, and I'll call you back. Nobody will follow up. We won't send you a tithing request. We won't do anything of that. We'll just give you a what you request. We'll talk to you, and we'll counsel you if we can, and give you the scriptures that we're involved with here tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, and my telephone number, 423-626-2172. You want to go in heaven with Jesus in your forehead? Hey, Zeus, look up Strong's number 2424. You want to go in there with EA Zeus, or would you rather go in there with the rejected name that they left out of the New Testament? Now, it's not left out of the old. They just left out the name Yahweh, the YHWH, and they put in its place LORD, which that has become the public name of God. Other than all, the Lord loves you. I know, well, the Bible says there's many lords. So why did they put Lord in there when there's many lords? They wanted to confuse you. They're the authors of confusion, and deception is their game. And everybody that is unwise will be took in by the Canaanite scribes, the false scribes that the Messiah himself spoke about, and Yahweh did in Jeremiah chapter 88 and 23 verses 25 and 26 told you that they would cause you to forget his name. Now they put in Lord, and you say, well, I know the Lord God, honey, and honey, he loves me. the lower they got. It's fair to ask you a question, which one? But would that make you mad, or are you on enough meat to stand on your, if you got your spiritual legs on tonight, if you got your spiritual ears on, if you got eyesight in your eyes that you could see the truth, or are you like 2 Corinthians 4:3, the gospel is here to you because you're lost? Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a prophet to redeem you, and you're without one. He can't preach except if he's sent. And you know that I have to be sent directly from Yahweh, because if I've been sent by Jesus, I've been glorifying his name and getting all kinds of people. I used to have him swinging in a Pentecostal church where I came up 30 years in the ministry of Jesus. I had to lay that down and take up the true name when I read beyond a measure of doubt that they had put this name in through deception into the New Testament and took out the great name of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here tonight because the time on the wall tells us that we got to go. Well, keep us in your prayers. We hope to hear from you this week. Hope it didn't make you mad.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big cold ground. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorny. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for me to kick against the prick. In measured 100 weight and feet. When the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.